Hello, beautiful souls. I'm so ecstatic to have this phone in my hand and be excited about recording a podcast for you guys. I go sometimes months without recording, and part of me kind of feels bad about that, but at the same time, I don't want to force anything, you know, so that's just who I am. And I just want to talk to you guys about today this psychological phenomenon known as habituation and how it impacts our life. And habituation is like we get used to things, right? We get used to a version of ourselves. We get used to circumstances. We get used to relationships being a certain way, ourselves being a certain way. And we get so used to our lives and the people in it and who we are that we fail to start noticing and recognizing the miracles and the magic and the uniqueness and the exquisiteness of ourselves and what we're capable of. And we start giving our power away in various different ways, even by our thoughts alone, thinking, you know, whatever thoughts we're entertaining or allowing in, we're sending those out like a literal beam of light. I mean, it's been measured in scientific laboratories that like what your thoughts literally create energy that leave your skull. They go into the atmosphere. So it's not just like something we're making up. It's real. It's like, so we have to be super careful about what thoughts are we allowing in. And they're very sneaky sometimes, right? So it's like we can get used to this stuff, unfortunately. And that's why it's so powerful to have this awareness of what is habituation? What is these psychological phenomenons that take place where we just get stuck in a rut, right? And only we have the power to get ourselves out of that rut, to get ourselves into a new vibration, into a new pattern, into new habits. And it takes dedication, obviously. It's like, yeah, we get in these moments of high energy and we want to make a change and we get all these grandiose ideas. And then what happens? We habituate back into the old patterns. And it's all, again, within our power to shift things and to show up for ourselves daily. And when we have this awareness of what habituation is and how these things kind of play out in our life, we come back to the profound practice of gratitude. I cannot overstate this enough. It can change your whole day. It can change your emotions. It can change how you express in the world. And gratitude is like you noticing the beautiful qualities that you have, the ways that you have succeeded so many times and overcome things so many times in your life, the way that people in your life love you and are there for you. All you need to do is reach out to them. There's so many people that you haven't even met yet that are just like going to love you so much. And there's so many new opportunities and new ways that you're going to express yourself and ways that you're going to come into your own profound innate wisdom that you haven't even experienced yet. And oftentimes we look back to past versions of ourselves, past stages of life, and we think, man, that was really great. And you feel this sense of loss that it's like that's in the past and you can't have that again. And we kind of think like, man, is all the magic in the past? And no, it's not in the past. It's right here. It's like we need to just open our eyes. A lot of people roll their eyes at the practice of gratitude, but it's like, don't knock it till you try it. Try it. I'm telling you, try it. In your mind, just think of the things that you're grateful for. And I'm telling you, it shifts your perspective. It shifts your energy. It puts you on a new trajectory. You start having access to new, more healing, helpful thoughts and ideas and things that are uplifting to you. It's like you have access to this whole new realm of expanded, beautiful thought because you chose to practice gratitude. You chose to say, hey, look, this is what life has dealt me, and I'm going to stand up in my power. I'm going to be empowered in my life. I am going to be the internal locus of control in my life, and I'm going to decide that I am a beam of light. I am a beam of positivity. Everything I touch is made better. Everything that I interact with is expanded in a beautiful way. And it's like, I want to be that. I want to look in the mirror and really appreciate and respect who I am. And the only way that I can ever do that is if I am somebody I would like to be around. If I'm somebody who's grateful for what they have, someone who doesn't take things for granted, someone who looks at other people and sees a diamond in them, who can just look at their soul and just be so appreciative instead of just the superficial 3D normal experience we have. We go to the bank, we stand in line, we get gas, you know, you get in a fender bender and the person's mad at you and you're mad at them, and it's like all these so super dense, heavy emotions that can kind of cloud our awareness of the magic and the profound existence that we are in, this miracle that we are, this creative energy that surrounds us, that we're never stuck. And if you're ever lacking anything, it's like, come back to gratitude. You'll see you're not lacking anything. It's just we have created barriers and walls that impede our access to knowing that abundance and everything we need is right there. I have literally created money. You can create money. People think money is something you got to go chase and you got to, you know, hunt it down and work so hard, which is true sometimes. But it's also like you can create money. You have creative ideas. You can make art. You can make classes. You can make podcasts. You can make YouTube videos. You can make anything. We are creative by nature. And it's just about what lights my fire. What do I actually get, you know, what gives me life, you know? And we have to be careful with that one, because it's like we don't want to monetize every single thing that we love doing. That's a whole other episode. Oh my God. But I just want to send you guys some uplifting energy, some positive vibes, and like just do whatever in your life gives you energy. For me, that's movement, art, nature, music, movement, movement, and more movement. Did I mention movement? I got interrupted there with a phone call. Sorry about the little hiccup. I don't do fancy editing to this podcast. Apologies in advance. It is just real, raw, real time, unedited, off the cuff. That's just how I do things. And I appreciate you guys for listening, for tuning in, for sharing your energy with me. And I hope that you take today and you realize that you're never going to have this day again. I'm never going to have this day again. I'm never going to be this young again. I'm never going to be this vibrant again, right? It's like all these days are so precious and so fleeting. And don't ever think that all of the most magical times of your life have already passed, because there's so many things that you haven't even experienced yet. There's so many places you're going to go. There's so many people you're going to meet. There's so many profound just aha moments that you're going to experience in life that are just going to bring you to your knees. And you're just going to cry. You're going to be so grateful that you just kept going, that you persevered through everything that was sent to destroy you. And you made it better. You took everything that was thrown at you and you made art out of it. You made music out of it. You made magic out of everything that you've gone through and everything you are. Apologies for the emotions. It's just so powerful. I'm so grateful to be a human. I'm so grateful to be on this earth with you all right now. I'm so grateful the sun is shining here in this dark state for once. I'm so grateful for all of you guys, and just have a beautiful, blessed day. Never forget how amazing and magical you are. If you want change in your life, it will happen. If you want it, it is done. And all you need to do is just stay in the vibration of love, stay in the vibration of abundance, stay grateful, stay in the energy of miracles and prosperity and abundance and celebrating each other and celebrating yourself and having open arms to life. And it's, you know, no matter what you've been through, don't harden your heart. Don't close your heart. Don't close people off. Okay? You deserve connection and you deserve love and you deserve to be celebrated. And I hope that you have the courage to be open to life and be open to being celebrated and being open to new connections and being open to new opportunities and new ways of being and new versions of yourself that you haven't even experienced yet. They're gonna blow your socks off. You're so amazing. You don't even know how amazing you are. You don't even barely see the tip of the iceberg of your magnificence, of the lifetimes and the soul energy that is just, if you saw your soul energy, you probably burst into a cosmic big bang because it would just blow your mind. And I hope that when you look at yourself in the mirror, that you can see this kind of energy, that you can see your brilliance. If you don't see it, how will anybody else see it? You see it first. You become the love. You become whatever it is that you want to become. You want to be an artist? You are an artist. You become one. Only you can claim that, right? I love you. Have a beautiful day. Thank you for listening, and I will see you on the next episode.